With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Could it be the most consequential, and I believe that, election in our lifetime, certainly. We're not back in the Civil War. Well, could be decided not just by Pennsylvania, but as I mentioned, by Philadelphia. Albert Eisenberg is a guy who is a millennial political consultant in Philadelphia. He's a founder of Broad in Liberty. It's a great piece at realclearpolitics.com, a GOP opportunity in Philadelphia. Is there one? Or is this guy like, I don't know, the Ancient Mariner looking out there or looking for the whale? And we hear this all the time. And I'm going to test him on one out of the box. It's not a trick question, but I hear this. And every time I hear it by Republicans saying it, I go, oh, your intention is good, but it doesn't work. Let me go to Albert Eisenberg on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Albert, welcome in. Great column. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dom, I love a Coleridge reference.
Yeah. I have to think of my favorite line in that poem. But as I'm doing that, Albert, here's a little bit of the test. When you talk about melding national issues and then local issues here in Philadelphia, I'm not sure if this is what you're talking about, but one that infuriates me because it should work, Republicans keep on referencing that it has worked, but I'm convinced it doesn't work, is school choice.
Ah, that is an interesting one. I mean, well, as a subtext to all this, keep in mind that the goal in Philadelphia, if you're talking about electoral politics, is not to win 50% yet. It is to win 20 to 25% rather than 10 to 15%.
Exactly.
So every time we're talking about an issue, you have to ask, do more than 15% of voters support the GOP position on this or the Democratic position on this? And if you talk to average black families, most of whom have voted with their feet at this point. I think 70% of Philadelphia students are attending a chosen school rather than their neighborhood public school. School choice is going to be really important. And in places like Florida, where Ron DeSantis won a very narrow election in 2018, which was not a good cycle for Republicans, he actually won almost 20% of black women voters on school choice primarily. So he targeted them, and it was the margin for his victory.
All right. Well, that's good news because I just get infuriated when I hear Republicans mention it. Either the messaging is not good enough. There's something that, well, Philadelphia is particularly recalcitrant. Does the issue of Larry Krasner, the mobs and the things we're seeing, does that break through in Northeast, South Philly? South Philly is still a lot of Democrats. Does that break through even a little bit to nudge a few thousand more voters in the presidential election?
Absolutely. And even without a concerted GOP effort, Beth Grossman in 2017 won a lot of wards in Northeast Philly and South Philly, which I referenced in that piece that you guys just retweeted. And this is without a concerted effort. And the point I'm trying to make in the piece is the voters that have heard the least from the GOP in the last generations are urban voters in Philadelphia and in other cities. And they're the same voters that are basically living in Democratic-run dystopian areas, not Chestnut Hill, Mount Airy, or Center City right now, but there's a lot of other parts of the city that are descending. And the Democratic Party currently, in my view, purports to represent, you know, working people of color. But in fact, I think really only represents, you know, upper middle class and above progressives who live in Mount Airy and want to feel good about themselves and their virtuous position. So the inroads need to be made. And the first step is just recognizing the sheer number of disenfranchised and disaffected voters that can be targeted in places like Philadelphia.
Well, absolutely. So my theory is they just are immovable. It's a traditional type of thing. Trump broke through a little bit. We have better management now. I don't know if you want to comment on that versus the old Republican management, in that Martina White has gotten elected herself in Northeast Philadelphia. I guess this will be the third time. There's more energy, more drive. But I still kind of get the tenor of what you're saying here. I don't think the commitment is big enough by the state, the national, whatever. This is where Pennsylvania could be won. That's where your column is important, in that another 5,000 to 7,000 votes out of Philadelphia for what Trump got the last time certainly appears to be doable to me. But you have to look, the suburbs, they're going to make their decision. They already know enough one way or another. I don't know how you're going to persuade the anti-Trump in the suburbs. But these people in the city who are not going to move out of the city, who've had the Columbus statue ravaged and under attack, these people are shocked that they vote Democrat because they've grown up with it. It's nuts.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry. Are you there, Dom?
I'm here, but... Albert. So give us a couple more issues, then. So it's the police issue. That issue has to be...
I think cultural issues are really important. I think the Marconi Plaza Columbus statue is really important. I think intelligent campaigning plays on local issues. Crime is up 30%, and most of the mainstream publications are just ignoring that, but that is a lived reality for people. That's pretty important. Quality of life, trash and sanitation, the looting that just occurred for, you know, small businesses and big businesses, job creators in Philadelphia, and all the local Democrats are totally silent on it. I mean, there are just so many inroads to be made. And then the GOP at the state level and the national level has to ask itself, what does it mean to mobilize and engage with urban voters? That's the key question, because, like I said, for generations, voters just have not heard from the GOP in cities. So what can the party do? What can our elected officials do to come in and begin first with listening and offering some solutions, and then just building connections, developing talent, running great people? I mean, this is a top-to-bottom problem for the Republican Party, and America is an increasingly urban and diverse country. So it's not just Philadelphia, it's Milwaukee, it's Detroit, it's Las Vegas. There are neighborhoods across the country where there are voters that are ripe for taking. And, you know, our suburban dream is collapsing, but all of these suburban moms, they're not going to move back to the GOP anytime soon, I don't think. I think the real frontier voters are in places like South Philadelphia, Southwest Philadelphia.
That's the point. That is exactly the point where I would do it. But I believe, too, look, we got 70 days to the election, resources in doing all that. Have you thought about who are some of the people you'd bring into Philadelphia, some of the people to make that case? I would put Herschel Walker on every sports talk, every place that has any kind of talk. For example, last night, making the points that he did at the convention, his name is out there. Is it African Americans? Is that who you're talking about? Or is there somebody who used to be a Democrat but has the roots of the white working class that could have that kind of appeal?
I would say, you know, we should be targeting working voters of all colors. And I make that point specifically in the piece. And I think you have a different message for, you know, like I say, there's parts of Northeast Philadelphia that resemble Scranton or Wilkes-Barre more than they resemble Mount Airy or Center City. So those areas, like you said, were ancestrally Democrat. Nobody ever thought they would flip, but they flipped big time in 2016. So how do you replicate that? And then there's, you know, more... There is definitely fissures in the black community as far as support for Democrats, especially among younger black voters. So targeting them, male, spokespeople coming into the city to discuss. I know it's hard in COVID times, but the GOP needs to realize, and that is the point of the piece. And I think, you know, people like you, people like me need to be beating this drum. And then the question is tactics.
Yeah, no, I think that's the first shot. This is at realclearpolitics.com, and it makes a tremendous amount of sense to me. Albert, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Can I say, Dom?
Yes.
Water everywhere and not a drop to drink would be my favorite
That's
line.
Right. That's right. Yes. Very well played. Thanks, Albert.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.